This week, KMUN News is hosting our Meet the Candidates series, where we feature interviews with those running for Eureka City Council. In Ward 2, incumbent Katie Moulton is being challenged by Kenny Carswell, currently employed as a project manager with Security National. In Ward 4, incumbent Scott Bauer is being challenged by Tavisak Lucky Sipindong, a local business owner of Lucky Star Realty and Eureka Skate Shop. Each candidate was given 15 minutes to share their platforms, and all were asked the same set of questions. Incumbents were asked to highlight their accomplishments during their time in office, while challengers were asked what inspired them to run. We are presenting the candidates in reverse alphabetical order by last name, giving you a comprehensive look at their priorities and vision for Eureka's future. Earlier this week, we heard from candidates running for Ward 2. Tonight, we feature Tavisak Lucky Sipindong, who is vying for the Ward 4 seat against the incumbent. We go to Lauren Schmidt with this interview.
Thank you for joining us here on our Meet the Candidate series. If you could begin by introducing yourself and sharing the motivation behind running for Ward 4 and what you hope to accomplish if elected.
All right. My name is Tavisak Lucky Sipindong. My parents and I were refugees from Laos because of the Vietnam War. My parents wanted a better life for their children, so they escaped from Laos to Thailand refugee camps, and they were telling me that we were being shot at in the middle of the night. I was a baby. They gave me like a sleeping medicine. But yeah, we survived that. I was probably like 1 year old. Then my parents, we stayed at the refugee camps in Thailand for a few years before we were sponsored by a church in Ohio. And then after that, after a couple months, my dad's like, oh, it's too cold here. Let's move to California. Little did he know that it would be not one of the hottest places in California. We had some relatives here, and so they let us live with them in their apartment for a few months before we were able to find a place behind Bucksport. There's like a little hotel motel thing that we were able to find a place. And basically, I grew up here. I came here not knowing the language. I was probably 5 or 6 at that time. I went to all the local schools. Lafayette, Alice Burney, South Bay. So I had to learn the language. By the time I was in third grade at Alice Burney, I could speak fluently. I learned by watching Sesame Street, Paddington Bear, going to school. And yeah, and then my parents bought a house on Humboldt Hill and we moved there. And then I went to South Bay. And then I went to Zane, and then they bought a house on Pine Hill. So then I had to go to Winship for eighth grade. And then I went to Eureka High. And then after that, they told me, hey, what do you want to be, as a career? You have three choices, a doctor, a lawyer, or engineer. So I thought the engineer would be the easiest. So I said, okay, I'll go to Humboldt and study engineering. And so I went there and got my environmental resources engineering degree. But I also told my parents that I wanted to write a book about how we came to America and their story and our story about achieving the American dream and all that. So I studied English and got my English degree also. So like my parents are like my inspiration for what I do in life. They took a chance, they risked their life to come here. So yeah, and that's part of the reason why I'm running is I want to give back to my community. I have 4 kids in the school systems, and everywhere we go, my wife and I were part of the PTA or the PTO. We want to be involved. I want to be there for my kids because my parents weren't able to be there for me because they worked like 12-hour jobs when I was growing up. So, I wanted to give my kids the opportunities and the time that my parents couldn't give me. And so we're very involved with our schools, with our kids' schools, elementary, middle school, high school. We have a high schooler now. She's at the EHS soccer team. She made the team. So in fact, there's a game today at Eureka. They had to move the game to Washington School because the LV Stadium is being fixed. That all that. So yeah, part of the reason why I want to run for city council, I've been wanting to run for the last 20 plus years, but I just haven't had the opportunity because of jobs, family, or we've always lived outside, like on Humboldt Hill or Cutton. Earlier this year, I'm also a real estate broker. So by the time I graduated, I was helping my parents with their real estate transactions, buying rentals and whatnot. And so by that time, I thought I could do this because I was translating for them. And so when I graduated, I told my parents I just wanted to do real estate. And so I took the test and became a real estate broker and started my own company, Lucky Star Realty. At the time when you ha at that time when you have a degree, you could just go straight for the broker's exam, and I did, and I got my broker's exam right away. So I wanted to prove that I could just do it and get it. I have like my parents, I have I can set goals. I love to set goals and go for it. When I was at South Bay, I wanted to read the most books in school, and we had to take tests. And by the time I was in sixth grade, I read the most books, and they told me that it was in the whole nation that had the most points. And my name is still on the South Bay School Library as reading the most books for that year. So yeah, part of the reason that I wanted to run is because I want to give back to my community. I think it's time. I let the PTA has a new president now. I was PTA president last year, last couple of years, and so. But I'm also on the Rotary too. So a motto of Rotary is service above self. And I think this is me living that service above self mentality, giving back to my community. And so that's what I want to do. And I would give a different perspective for the council, because I don't think there's another minority in there or someone with my life experiences and perspectives to bring on to the board or to the council.
What are the top five issues you would like to focus on? Are any of them specific to Ward 2? And can you explain why you believe you are better suited to address these issues compared to the incumbent?
I believe that well, my platform, I call it SF to keep it simple. S stands for safety. And so safety meaning we have to make sure our police department, our fire department, they're well funded. Safety is also keeping our roads safe, making sure there's no potholes. So just the bare minimum basics, make sure those are in good standing. And the F stands for family. Family meaning families have good jobs that can pay for housing and food and all of that. And also part of the family is keeping the children occupied with recreational sports. So I support local recreational sports like Humboldt Youth Soccer League, all the baseball leagues out there. Boys and Girls Club. I'm on the board of Boys and Girls Club also, and we sponsor like a Cubs baseball league. So anything that would help support the family there. Some of the issues in the neighborhood Ward 4 is of course safety. Eureka wants to bring in a trail in the backside there, and that's nice and everything for recreation, but we also need to make sure that it's safe. Maybe have a patrol person that's not uniform, non-threatening, but keep an eye out for the people. Maybe add lighting if there's more trails and stuff like that to make sure it's safe. And also there's a few businesses in the Ward 4. Make sure our business community is thriving. So we do things that will bring tourism, keep customers going to our local businesses, like the costume box. She's awesome out there. She helped me and my wife with our 80s costumes when we were doing the 80s gala. So, and I think these are the same issues that affect the Eureka as a whole, is safety, businesses, make sure they're driving it for Eureka, and just making our community better as a whole.
Our final question is in regards to Measure F, the Citizens Initiative to amend Eureka's general plan, a prominent issue on this year's ballot. Could you share your thoughts on this measure, whether you support it or not, and please explain your reasoning?
Okay, as a council member, I believe that my job is to look at all angles of the issue and not just not like be partisan. It's a nonpartisan role. So to study the issues and to know it from all angles. And I am still currently studying it, but from what I've read so far, like with the attorney with the city of Eureka is pointing out some of the things to consider, like what they're putting this the multiple layers of zoning on the parking lots to maybe prevent affordable housing from being developed there. The attorney is pointing out some California codes that maybe is going to trump the Measure F factor there. If a project is being developed right now, it could be for the zoning that when it was started, not when the Measure F kicks in. So the Measure F may not be even effective in achieving their goal at that respect. And then, you know, with the Jacobs campus, they're trying to put more zoning on there, layers of zoning to help develop residential housing and whatnot. But the fact is the city of Eureka does not own that site, and it's the city Eureka Schools owns that site. So I think in theory, they have a good they want to achieve you know, they want to help the businesses, and what they're thinking of, the ideas behind that measure is good, but the execution is not. In my opinion, therefore, I think I'm going. In my opinion, I'm going to vote no for that. And yeah, that's. I know it's controversial. I have friends on both sides of the issue, but for me personally, I mean, I'm still studying, you know, all the different codes and laws of, you know, with that, and I think it's not going to be as effective, and they might take each other to court, the city and the Measure F people. So, but in my opinion, I'm going to say no.
And finally, before we wrap up, do you have any closing remarks or final thoughts you would like to share with our listeners?
One more thing I would like to say, Eureka did pass that vacancy code that they will charge owners for buildings being vacant for 6 months and whatnot. In my opinion, I would vote no if I were on the council, because I think that's stepping on property owner rights. And if they're maintaining their property, then why are you going to force them to, you know, charge them a fine or something like that? But yes, you Eurekans should vote for me because I grew up here. I love Eureka. I have a family that we raise here. I think this is the best city in the country. We tried to move away several times to Texas or Portland, but you know, something draws us back here, and it's a great place to raise kids. And I am raising my kids in this community. And I bring a different perspective. I will look at all the data, all the sides of the issue before considering to vote yes or no on a certain issue. And I love our city and our community. And you could tell because I am on the Boys and Girls Club, a board of directors, the Rotary, PTA. So I'm not just all talk, I'm action too. And I will be there for the citizens. Even today, I'm going to the neighborhood watch for the Ward 4 Bridge community, business community tonight. So just to hear what their concerns are. And my number, you will be able to call me anytime, and I will respond quickly. So thank you so much for letting me talk and giving you my perspective.
Again, that was Tavisok Lucky Sipintong running for Eureka City Council in Ward 4. Eureka's 4th Ward is located in the southern part of the city and is primarily a residential district. It features a mix of single-family homes, apartment complexes, and some commercial areas. The ward is known for its quieter neighborhoods and proximity to natural areas like Sequoia Park, which offers residents green spaces and recreational opportunities. Ward 4 also includes portions of Henderson Center, a central hub with local businesses, shops, and services. While the area is largely suburban in character, it faces challenges related to infrastructure, housing affordability, and access to services. Ward 4 residents are engaged in community issues, making it a vital part of Eureka's civic landscape. You can join us again tomorrow on Friday to hear from the final candidate, 4th Ward incumbent Scott Bauer.